7 after the hour, time for another hour of Good Day Health, the Good Day program focusing on how we can help you out. And this is one of the most helpful things that we can do. Been on the air with this a long time. Started with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, expanded to Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us in this hour of the broadcast to focus on the medical news of this past week and to get you set up. What are the big medical stories of this past year? And what do you think medicine is going to have in store for us, you specifically? What about you and your health? What about you and how you're taking care of yourself? Are you thinking about that ache, that pain, that bump, that lump, things that you may not have given any credence to? Maybe there's something new and different, and you've been to see somebody, they said, don't worry about it, and you're not comfortable with that. Well, help yourself to Dr. Ken. You can send me an email, doug@dougstephan.com, and I'll ask Dr. Ken for you. If you get through to us, there are so many things going on in the world of medicine. It makes it, we could go on all day, every day with this. And Dr. Ken, by the way, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Super Beats. Get rid of the caffeine in your diet, the fake energy, and get a pick-me-up from Super Beats. Dr. Ken will explain later on during the program why this is such a desirable thing to do, and maybe a New Year's resolution for you to think about would be getting onto the program with the Super Beats. But in the meantime, Dr. Ken is here to look at things from this past year. But let's look at the news from this week. Most people, Ken, are still buzzing about the passing of Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. Both of them had heart disease. Different ramifications were different. But what, as this continues to unfold, do we know more about in terms of, well, I think we know what caused Carrie Fisher's heart disease was the abuse of drugs. And Debbie Reynolds was not a drug user that anybody knows about, but she died because she had too much stress. Is that enough? I think that's a very interesting line to follow, how really deadly overstressing yourself can be.
Yeah, Doug, mental stress, and this has been shown in excellent research, mental stress is almost as deadly as smoking cigarettes on the heart. And there's probably no more greater stress than losing a child. And we all think that we're supposed to go before our children. And when that doesn't happen, it's an extraordinarily stressful event. Mm-hmm. And the stress raises the blood pressure. The blood pressure becomes uncontrolled. And she had had, Debbie Reynolds had had histories of strokes in the past and was also not a well woman in and of herself. She had been struggling with illness and chronic illness. And certainly this was enough to tip things over. Her son, Debbie Reynolds' son, even stated that Debbie Reynolds was just beside herself over this and was extraordinarily overstressed by the whole event. And he seemed to not be too surprised when this all occurred.
All right. So let's not talk so much. I mean, this is a – I'm going to overcook.
No, but I think there's a great lesson. There's a great lesson in all this. And she did not – expire from a broken heart syndrome. There's a Takotsubo syndrome. It's named after a Japanese cardiologist. And this is where the heart can be stunned and stop contracting after a very severe stressful event. It's more common in women. I've seen several cases of this. And often the function of the heart does come back, but sometimes the event can be so serious that the heart just stops and it's a very serious life-threatening event. But broken heart syndrome is a real event. It's due to a sudden, very stressful event. But that's not what happened to Debbie Reynolds. I think, had so much stress, her blood pressure went up, and it caused another stroke, which ended up to be her demise.
Mm-hmm. All right. So under the circumstances, as we understand this, you're a cardiologist. Lake Cardiology is your facility in Mount Dora, Florida. And you can get to Ken, by the way, if you call down there, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Maybe you ought to make a New Year's resolution to see a really good doctor have a really good checkup, know really what's going on in your body. I know that's why I do it. I find it very satisfying to spend the time with Ken and learn what is going on in your body. It's the best thing to do to stave off things that you may not be thinking about, but they're going on in your body. Got to know what's going on. You'll figure that out when you go to see Ken, no matter where you are in the country. Nice trip. 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the number. So with the cardiologist focus and thinking about women in general, we talked about, I don't want to go over old ground here. We have, however, though, the warning that you give to women, the people that you're seeing in your office, more and more women are having heart disease. Is it because it's just they're more active, more involved in the sort of quote-unquote men's world? Or is there something else food-wise, otherwise? I mean, what does your research tell you?
Well, the research shows that since 1984, Doug, more women each year have died than men from heart disease. And I think that in the past, women did not smoke as much as guys did. They weren't under as much mental stress as guys are. They were sleeping better, and they may have been eating better and having more time to exercise, and they wanted to be more like guys, and look what happened.
Yep. That's not necessarily obviously a great aspiration then under the circumstances. All right, we'll pause for a moment. Then we'll come back to the other items from Ken's desk, things that have come from the various journals, which is what we do with a lot of our time every week. And then we'll map out some other things that are on people's minds. So stay tuned as we present you Good Day Health, final weekend of the year. I do want to do sort of the big medical story of 2016, Ken, and then perhaps your anticipation as to what events, maybe breakthroughs, will take place medically in 2017. As I said, Ken's brought to you by Superbeats. Superbeats can actually help you with your blood pressure. That's just one of the many benefits, Ken, right?
Absolutely. Nitric oxide is an important gas. It's the third most important gas in our body. We use it from head to toe. We all know about oxygen and carbon dioxide, and not everybody's even heard of nitric oxide because nitric oxide in the body wasn't discovered until 1988, but it was such an important discovery that only 10 years later, in 1998, it was given the Nobel Prize in medicine for its discovery. Nitric oxide, it's a signaling molecule. It tells the body how to function from head to toe. One of the most important functions it does is it tells blood vessels to open up the arteries where the red blood cell is carrying oxygen from the heart from head to toe, and it's like a garage door opener for the blood vessels. It tells the blood vessels after it's released by the red blood cell to open up so the rest of the red blood cell can get through and then release the oxygen that we all need to burn energy from head to toe. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, your body just isn't functioning well. Your blood pressure's up and everything isn't working the way it's supposed to because you need to continuously remake nitric oxide. So you need the building blocks of nitric oxide to be able to do this process. And one of my favorite ways of getting the building blocks, if you have a low level, is by a product called Neo40, made by Neogenes. And the other product that Neogenes makes is this boost of nitric oxide. So if you're having a little fatigue at 2 p.m. in the afternoon and you're going for that high caffeinated beverage, why do that? Go for the natural nitric oxide boost, and it'll give you a natural increase in energy, or when you're working out. I recommend everybody check their saliva. There's a physiologist from Baylor University in Texas who works with Neogenes. He's come up with this saliva test. They'll give you the strips. You can test your level. And then if it is low, be guided directly by that to replace the tank with their Neo40 product.
All right. Here's how you get the products Ken was talking about. And in essence, the invitation is here for everybody. But if you're a first-time customer, you ought to call 800-655-4183. Ken has convinced you that this is the right move. Get started the healthy way in the new year by calling 800-655-4183. Order your first shot of Superbeats with it. You'll get a free 30-day supply. And then you get the book, Beat the Odds, which is great. Free shipping, all of that on the entire order. go to 800-655-4183. One more time for Superbeats. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of roo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Following a contentious election, a new Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll reveals heightened positivity among Americans, tempered with serious concerns about social divides. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
60% of Americans believe our economy will be more competitive over the next 4 years. 36% think we're headed in the right direction.
But on some topics, we are a nation deeply divided. Nearly half anticipate relations to decline between social, racial, and ethnic groups as a result of the election.
66% of Americans believe we will find solutions to our country's problems, but they're calling on bipartisan compromise to move the country forward.
More than half of those surveyed say it's more important for politicians to compromise in the name of progress than staunchly stick to their core values.
This latest poll underscores the American spirit of optimism and resilience. Profound challenges remain, but we can come through these together.
For more on the poll's results, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You're listening to our weekly visit for an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's here to go through some of the other specifics from the medical journals. And let's look back a little bit, not too much time on that. Look ahead to what Ken thinks are going to be the big moves in 2017. It was really a good year for Ken. He presented a paper at a big conference in Rome, put him on the map when it came to understanding how micro arteries work in your body. Big time stuff. 21 after the hour.
It's the end-of-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale. Get incredible deals on more than 400 varieties of first-quality flooring from just 59 cents a square foot. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just $149. Get popular whitewashed bamboo for $179. Save even more on special deals and small lots only at your local store. Plus, special financing. Don't miss these end-of-year deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Do Band-Aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Banning soda in school cafeterias, adding extra bike lanes in our communities, revamping nutritional labels on food packages, the list goes on, as does the controversy surrounding approaches to tackling skyrocketing obesity rates in America. An obesity review study took a look at these efforts and offers some measured feedback on their impact. Active diet and food policy changes, like banning trans fats and limiting access to sugary and high-fat foods in certain environments, is more effective than attempts at modifying physical activity. While we do take advantage of added bike lanes and urban bike rentals, it is still unclear as to whether this translates into lowered obesity levels. My take on all of this is decidedly less complex. Every little bit helps.
After the hour, as we work on your health and well-being, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get to things that are annoying. I will tell you that this is the number one annoyance for me, and that's acid reflux. I have dealt with it on and off over most of my life. Some people think it was caused by stress. I think it's caused by the flapper in my stomach that doesn't all the way settle down, and the stuff in my stomach goes back up into my throat. And so I have found the best way to deal with it, frankly, is to use apple cider vinegar. What do you have in your research for people who have acid reflux, Ken?
Well, there's a lot of things that you can do with acid reflux. The problem with acid reflux is that the connection between the stomach and the feeding tube, the esophagus, is not working properly. There is a little flapper, and the acid should be going straight down, and this little flapper should close to let the acid down and not let it come up. But there are some things you can do. There are drinks to avoid to limit the alcohol, excuse me, to limit the acid coming up. And one of the important things not to drink is alcohol. And then if I can give you a list of things that you don't want to drink or limit to help, caffeinated beverages, chocolate, citrus juices. And then what do you want to drink to try to help the situation? Here's a list of things that you might want to drink if you do have acid reflux, GE reflux disease, or GERD, which we call it, ginger tea, yogurt, milk. And what you want to do is try to drink throughout the day to stay hydrated and avoid drinking large quantities all at once. You want to give up that late night beverage and snack, and you want to stay upright after having something to drink. Just use gravity to help. And there's more tips to help prevent acid reflux or GERD, Doug. You want to lose weight. It's amazing how better that little flapper between your feeding tube and your stomach works when you lose weight. Quit smoking, elevate the head of the bed when sleeping, and avoid tight-fitting clothing. Think about it. Clothing, that tight underwear strap around your waist, just prevents the acid from going down and getting into your stomach and leaving your body.
It almost seems like common sense, frankly. Doesn't it, for the most part?
So much of medicine is common sense, I've told you, but you know, it's just, but it is. If you think about how the acid just needs to get down, go south in your body, and don't prevent it, and it'll help. And especially, that's why we recommend not eating 3 hours before you go to bed.
So let's just pick up on that. The way you live your life. I was talking earlier about how I was focused on, I'm a hard worker, but I'm gonna have more fun or rest harder this year, because I think that's how you live longer and enjoy life. I don't want to live longer. I'm not going to enjoy life. Do you think that's part of consistently the journals focusing on how to enjoy your life give you a time or a way to reflect on enjoyment. Everybody's got a different way of enjoying it.
I think this is one of the neatest stories of the year. The Christmas edition of the British Medical Journal came out with an article. This is a study that was done. It's not just people's intuition, but proving that experiencing, Doug, repeated high levels of enjoyment and satisfaction with life help you live longer. And the more you have of it, the longer you live.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's what happiness is. Remember that song?
Absolutely.
That is. Smile. Have fun. Laugh. Have a good time. Go bowling. Whatever it is that makes you laugh. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on, what's new in health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 28 past the hour.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Like the old song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. So, in keeping with the spirit of the season, I'd like to talk about one fun way you might be able to use some of those gifts you'll be getting to make it even more wonderful. Because, in addition to being a wonderful time, it's also the most warningful time. That's right, most of those gifts you'll be getting come loaded with warning labels, and some of them are downright wacky. As host of the annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, I know that many of the labels that people have sent us over the years were found during the holidays. One label was even found right on a live Christmas tree. It warned, "Not intended for human consumption." Now, let's be fair. I can understand the need for a warning like that on some of the fruitcakes I've tasted, but on a live Christmas tree? Come on. If you find a wacky warning label and would like to enter our contest for a chance to win the $1,000 grand prize, find out how at centerforamericatv.org. And from all of us here at the Center for America, happy holidays.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light.
Focusing on the good things, good day health. I'm Doug Steffen. I suppose I'm the commander of the Good Day brand. Along with me, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's certainly in command of medical knowledge, information that will help you live your life better. He and I have been doing this for a number of years. We'll go on strongly in 2017. Before we get to our predictions there's one story floating around this week that I think is important and deserves attention, Ken, and that has to do with acne and why it is that women now are having, I know people who are my age in their 40s, 50s, 60s who have acne, women who have acne. Why? What's going on?
Let's talk about that. And yes, you are the five-star general of the Good Day brand, Doug. And this comes out of the Journal of the American Academy. And I mean that fondly. This comes out of the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology this month. So why does acne still plague some women into adulthood, as you were suggesting? And this new study offers some hints for all of us. So researchers from Italy who looked at 500 women, they uncovered some factors related to the risk of acne after the age of 25. It's not for teenagers anymore. And what they discovered, it includes low intake of fruits and vegetables, high mental stress levels, and a family history of adult acne. Women who eat a lot of fast food also get more acne. So again, these similar lifestyle events that affect, we know, heart disease and cancer also seem to affect your skin and bring on the acne. So I think how we live our lives has a great impact on what our skin looks like.
All right. So there it is. Word to the wise is sufficient. Let's talk about what you believe to have been, in your experience, the biggest story of 2016. And with that, tell us again, review with us your participation in that heart conference in Rome this past summer, what information you presented, and how it impacts, how that research that you've done with your staff impacts our health and well-being when it comes to our heart and circulatory system.
Sure, Doug. I had an invited talk to give in Rome on September 1st. I was invited to the largest meeting of cardiologists throughout the world called the European Society of Cardiology. There's three major meetings where cardiologists get together to share and hear the breakthroughs that are going on in the circulation from head to toe. In America, there's the American Heart Association meeting in November. There's the American College of Cardiology meeting in March. But there's also the European Society of Cardiology meeting, which is an international meeting that occurs the end of August, the beginning of September. And this year, most humbly, I was invited to the meeting in Rome to participate in a conference that was going on part of the European Society of Cardiology. And the conference was called COVADIS. Coronary Vascular Disorders is what it stands for. And it's an international working group of cardiologists throughout the world who are trying to pioneer and come up with ways to discuss, to diagnose, and treat what's come to be called coronary microvascular dysfunction, which is a mouthful, but it refers to small vessel heart disease, which is incredibly common and can be a very serious problem, and we're only beginning to know about it. It's where the big vessels, the coronary artery disease, these are the big tree trunks that sit on top of your heart, the ones that are responsible when they get plaques in them and they rupture for the big heart attacks. But your heart's like a football, Doug. It has a thickness like a hide, and this thickness that occurs in all of us needs a blood flow. And to get blood to the thickness of your heart, there's literally a microscopic web or mesh that comes off of these tree trunks that sit on top of your heart, and these are called the small vessels. These small vessels or microvessels that go as a web microscopically into the thickness of your heart, they can either get obstructions in them due to plaques, or they cannot function properly and they don't relax and open up. We talk about nitric oxide all the time. Nitric oxide helps these microvessels relax and open up and let the blood flow in. If these vessels are not functioning properly, these small vessels, or if they're plaqued up, you can get all the symptoms that you commonly get with the big vessels, and even more. Women get fatigue, shortness of breath, chest discomfort. Men get chest discomfort, shortness of breath, and fatigue in that order. You can also get palpitations. You can get odd kinds of symptoms in your upper back and shoulders. And you can get anything from abdominal discomfort. You can have unexplained nights, sweats at any time of the day. And women especially get this problem. Perimenopausal women especially get this problem. But I have treated men and women of all ages. But if you have fatigue, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, or palpitations, and the doctors can't figure it out, you have to think about small vessel heart disease. It is so common. In fact, it's now believed that half of people who have a heart catheterization and the doctor says everything is fine, actually it's not. You have this small vessel heart disease. And for decades, cardiologists have been misdiagnosing this very common problem of small vessel heart disease. And my contribution to this field is coming up with a successful, effective treatment. I have published an effective treatment with Dr. Lawson, who is at Stony Brook, who is now assistant chairman of medicine at Stony Brook. He and I published the first paper on showing that EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, this non-invasive treatment, is an effective, probably the best treatment available for microvascular disease, small vessel heart disease. One of the common threads from this meeting, as a professor from around the world was presenting each of the different treatments that are known, was that we need better treatments, and the treatments currently available are not very good, and we need better treatments from pharma, from the drug companies, and we need to do much more research to try to figure out more effective treatments. But EECP is a very effective treatment for small vessel heart disease, with no needles, no added medication, no cutting. This mechanical treatment stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels, stimulates the heart to function better. A common thread, one of the things that EECP does, it actually increases the level of nitric oxide, which we always talk about how important nitric oxide is, but it works by other methods also to improve the small vessels of the heart and also stimulate new small vessels. So that's a little bit of what I was involved in this past year, and we're going to continue. We think small vessel heart disease, Doug, is about 40 years behind what we know about big vessel heart disease, and stay tuned because this is going to continue to be a big area, especially in women's heart health, but not only for women, for men also.
All right, there's the word from Dr. Ken, and I would say that was the most important thing for you in 2016, in terms of the audience, people who have visited you or things that you've learned and read about, what do you think overall? You're a cardiologist, so you got a little prejudice when it comes to heart and circulation, but is there something else that's happened this past year in medicine that will give us longer life and make us live healthier? Some discovery, some event, some work done that give you cause to have much more hope about life and longevity.
Yes, there is. But just to finish off on my own, and what has also become so important in cardiology, which is the number one killer of Americans, far and away more important than all the others in terms of death and disability, is the fact that we're now using evidence-based means to prevent these things. Prevention is no longer, you know, something that alternative doctors do, but evidence-based, traditional physicians. There's now a real specialty in cardiology. Preventive cardiology, a preventionist, which I consider myself, and everybody should sit down with a preventive cardiologist to figure this stuff out and lower your risk factors. But I think there's a number of important stories this year. Zika's rise and retreat was so important. There's been some advances in Alzheimer's treatment this past year. The Ebola outbreak was declared over, which was a big, important event. There's been controversies over the EpiPen. Who can't forget those? Americans voted on weed in the election and decided to make it legal to use it outside of medical needs. And there's some new male birth control that's being tested, but it seems to initially be rejected. But I think we're going to hear more about that. Measles was eliminated in the American continent this past year. And I think those are some of the important stories for 2016. If you'd like me to talk about where I think we're headed in 2017, I'd be glad to go there, Doug.
In just a moment here, Good Day Health Time is 44 after the hour.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More than 15,000 children in the United States will be diagnosed with cancer this year. Though there is no one particular sign, parents should be vigilant about certain symptoms.
Leukemia often presents as persistent fevers or pallor or bruising or swollen lymph nodes. For bone tumors, if pain from a strain or a strain doesn't go away with conservative management after a couple of weeks, then you need to start thinking about more sinister and serious causes such as cancer.
Dr. Carola Arndt says new treatments for childhood cancer offer hope. In one recent study of a cancer called neuroblastoma,
demonstrated that those patients treated with very aggressive therapy plus immune therapy had a significantly improved survival rate. So that's very, very exciting, and that led to approval of that drug by the FDA.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Good Day Health, with an added story for your consideration as we end the year. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health says that black lung disease has come back again, detected across our country, a lot of it in the last year or two. A recent Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report notes that about 60 black lung cases have been reported in coal miners from eastern Ohio and eastern Kentucky. This is where the soft coal is. Personnel traveling into this area verified the radiographs of patients, confirmed that at least 60 men are suffering from this disease. 49 radiographs found to be taken in 2016 suggest that there are a number of miners from Kentucky. 48 of them lived in four different counties. And this is, by the way, the Appalachian field, the coal field. There's lots of oil and there's gas and there's coal down there, soft coal, which is the type that burns poorly and is really bad for our lungs, bad for the atmosphere, pretty much bad for everything. This is, more than anything else, this is a reminder that after the Coal Act, Federal Coal Act, was passed about 45 years ago, the core objective was to get rid of this problem, that is black lung disease, and obviously that hasn't been achieved. So maybe the thing we ought to consider is not using it, thinking about using other forms of energy. I think we saw this week there was a parody that came out between using solar and the things that you can do with the solar panels, wind being just as inexpensive as doing it with fossil fuel. So maybe you ought to think about converting. All right, the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken, now looking forward to 2017, what do you anticipate to be the big move, the big improvement in life and health, or are we sort of stuck in the same place? What do you think?
We are not stuck in the same place. There's going to be an earthquake in healthcare, and it's because of the new administration. That's going to be the big story in healthcare. There's a new sheriff in town with a whole new philosophy, and the philosophy of Washington knows best is changing, and you have a new head of Health and Human Services coming in, Dr. Price, who's a former practicing orthopedic surgeon who's been in Congress for several terms, knows his way around Congress, and also has a plan to totally change health care, keeping the good parts of Affordable Care Act, but getting rid of the bad ones. This has been written since 2009, and he's going to be the new head. So you have a philosophy. Also, Dr. Carson's going to be there. They all have this philosophy that Washington doesn't know best, that good decisions occur locally, and this is going to change the way things are done in health, and that's right. Going to have a huge effect.
So that's good. How would you like that job, by the way, of being the Director of Health and Human Services? How would Ken Kronhaus like that job?
It would be a challenging job, but, if asked, would I serve, I would have no choice.
Yeah, no, you'd have and you'd be great at it, actually, because you have that sweet, sensitive touch. Dr. Ken Kronhaus says we continue to focus on your health and well-being. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 minutes before the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. When asked about the greatest challenges in healthcare, participants in Mayo Clinic's National Health Checkup put cancer at the top of the list.
For someone that's listed cancer as the number one concern, I would say we're making great inroads into cancer treatment and prevention.
Dr. John Wald is Medical Director for Public Affairs at Mayo Clinic. He points to breast cancer treatment as one example of the strides being made.
If you look at the overall survival rate for all forms of breast cancer, that survival rate is now greater than 90%.
As researchers continue their investigations, Dr. Wald says there are things you can do to improve your personal odds against cancer. first
get screened, whether that's for prostate cancer or breast cancer. We as Americans have to be screened. And then there are the other things that we can do.
At the top of that list, don't smoke. Eat a balanced diet, exercise regularly, and ask your doctor about any available cancer prevention vaccines. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
It's time for our weekly visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, medical director at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. And with the passing of Debbie Reynolds and the passing of her daughter, it would seem that there is more reason to focus on the cardiovascular system, women and heart disease, which is becoming more and more of a problem in our country. We all kind of know, with Carrie Fisher anyway, her heart problems come from her abuse of drugs. Then her mother dies of a stroke at 84. So what do we know anything specifically about what went on in their bodies? Or is there just a general focus? Is this a warning, or is this a good way for women to take stock of how they are caring for themselves when it comes to their heart and circulation, their circulatory system, Ken?
Boy, not much thunder left after that.
Yeah, go ahead. Take some thunder.
You know what the number one threat to good health for all women is, right?
Yeah.
It's not breast cancer.
No, it's heart disease.
Exactly. 1 in 8 American women will get breast cancer, Doug, but 1 in 3 American women will get heart disease. 60,000 women die of breast cancer each year, and 500,000 women die of heart disease each year. 1 in 2.5 American women who die of heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases, compared to 1 in 30 who die of breast cancer. And cardiovascular disease kills twice as many women as all cancers. And since 1984, more women each year have died of heart disease than men. So this is a huge problem for women. So many are surprised about Carrie Fisher dying at a relatively young age, but those who are in the field are not surprised. So women, know your risk factors. You need to know your blood pressure, your weight. Hey, you probably know that. Your cholesterol. And you also want to know your blood sugar. Also, don't smoke. Get down to ideal body weight. Eat a healthy diet. After the doctor says it's okay, get into a good exercise program. And stress, mental stress, is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes. And you have to get that out of your life. And the next day, Debbie Reynolds dies. And what killed her? It's fairly obvious. It was the stress. There's no bigger stress than losing a child. And her son even noted that. They were staying at the son's house. And you have to do what you can. It's not worth it. Just try to detach. Go do something fun. Get into yoga. But mental stress, and there's good evidence to show this, is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes. Don't overdo it with alcohol. And the last thing, sleeping is so important. You need to get at least 7 to 8 hours a night, or as much as you need to be rested.
Mm-hmm. So the old word to the wise is sufficient here. Carrie Fisher, the kinds of drugs can have a horrible, take a horrible toll on your circulatory system, right?
And without a doubt. You know, you see younger and younger people having heart attacks. Mm-hmm. You have to really think about drugs. You know, in the age 20, it's not going to be a congenital heart problem. It's probably going to be, unfortunately, drugs. So, you know, do you really want to give it all up for drugs?
All right. So let's talk about, and this is a practical extension and a good focus for those who have high blood pressure, which does cause strokes. If you're not on to the Super Beats program, you're silly. Ken's going to tell you why.
Well, Super Beats is a great way to get nitric oxide. It's the number three gas in the body. 1988, it was discovered. 1998, the Nobel Prize. That's why many of the doctors were out of medical school by then. They don't even know about it. We don't teach the patients about it, but you need nitric oxide. I recommend everybody testing your level. There's a physiologist from Baylor who's come up with these test strips. You just put a little saliva on it. You look at the color, and you can figure out if you have enough nitric oxide in your body. If you don't, from head to toe, things won't be working properly. Nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells that also carry the oxygen. And first, the red blood cell sprays the vessels with nitric oxide so they open up like a garage door opener so the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen.
Get your Super Beats at 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.